Now, to your health on WTOP.
There was a lot of hope over the winter that the two parties on Capitol Hill could get together and stabilize the Obamacare insurance markets, but the latest signs point to nothing being included in the measure that's meant to fund the government beyond Friday. Of course, that could change. Gail Walensky is a senior fellow at Project Hope. She ran Medicare and Medicaid for the first President Bush, and we asked her whether no action by Congress this week means people currently on Obamacare could lose their coverage.
You will absolutely continue to receive your health care. You will continue to receive the subsidies. The way the payments get made to the insurers will be a little more convoluted, but they can figure out how the money is going to come back into the system. The concern has been as to whether or not these uncertainties exacerbate the kind of movements that we see in premiums, knocking them up, having some insurers choose to leave the market. Although most people feel that the insurers that have continued in the exchanges are probably there to stay, subject to something dramatically new happening. They're not likely to expand their coverage, but they're not likely to retract it. Of course, we'll have to wait to see what the premiums look like for the next year. Added uncertainty is never good when you're running an insurance business.
Maybe I shouldn't go to this next step because Congress can't seem to shore up the markets, which is a basic thing. But I was thinking with President Trump's announcement this week about the opioid epidemic and efforts to deal with it, it seems that one important part of that is if you're going to get off these drugs, you need therapy, acupuncture, other treatments, other medications that are less strong. Would insurance be able to step up and take care of some of that? It doesn't seem like a lot of that's covered because they said, here's a pill.
Well, it's more difficult to do that whole package of services, and it's particularly difficult for some types of insurance, which may be much more focused on the medical aspects. These are the kinds of care that you have a better chance if you're in a risk-based plan, an HMO, or a full network kind of plan, because they begin to get at the margin of what's actually medical services and what's social services. This has been an issue a long time, that if we provided stronger social services, we might well be able to reduce some of our spending on the medical services component, but we spend so much on healthcare, it's hard to increase the spending on that social service component. Medicaid has been a very strong area for people who are at risk or using opioids, and it would be especially catastrophic if there were to be a strong reduction in Medicaid spending, given what an important role potentially Medicaid managed care could play in helping people get off of opioids.
Gail Walensky, senior fellow at Project Hope. She advised the first President Bush on healthcare matters.